This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Summertime Tuesday morning in Roseburg. That means people getting ready for music on the half shell. Kelly Leonard already at the Nichols Bandshell in Roseburg Stewart Park as things get started early. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. And you're right. This is a Tuesday morning, and that means we're here at lovely Stewart Park looking at the river. And I will tell you, lots of people have been down here in the few minutes I've been down here putting down their blankets. They know it's going to be a big show tonight. They know that it's going to be a great band. And it's the last show of our season. Can you believe 8 weeks has already passed?
Yeah, I just cannot believe. I'd like to just back up the calendar, but they won't let me.
it goes way too quickly. Hey, Kyle, this morning, during the last 8 weeks, you have allowed me to talk about our great volunteers and our great sponsors, which I can't begin to tell you how much we appreciate them. However, I want to talk for a moment today about the folks that attend our shows. We have got some of the greatest audiences in the world. They're very loyal. They're very dedicated, appreciative. And here's the truth. Music is something we can get in a lot of places. We can turn on our phones and we can turn on our computers and we can go to different venues. But we come to Half Shell for the camaraderie, for the community. We get reminded of what a great place this is and how we get to be with our friends and see them face to face, something that sometimes is missing today. So I can't tell you how much we appreciate and look forward to seeing our friends here at Half Shell on Tuesday nights.
And not only your local friends, but the people that come from out of the area.
Well, it was interesting you say that. Right before we went on the air, I was talking to a gentleman who said he had friends coming down from Eugene who didn't want to miss it. I talked to another gentleman who said his relatives had planned their vacation around Half Shell because they liked how much fun everybody was having. So it's absolutely right. People do come from out of town, and they do enjoy it. And again, a lot of communities don't have this kind of personal contact, this personal camaraderie that happens here at Half Shell on Tuesday nights.
You know, years ago, there was one of the concerts in I believe we rearranged a trip to New York and Washington, D.C. based on the Half Shell schedule at my house.
Well, I'm not surprised by that. And I think there are many stories like that. So I just send out my thanks to all of the community who have supported us financially, but have supported us in such a way that they show up, they talk about Half Shell, and they enjoy themselves. I know that on my blanket right now, I look and I see that we have three generations sitting on our blankets. And I think that we're not unique in that. I think a lot of kids have grown up with Half Shell, and now their kids are here. So it is a real, it's something that we are very fortunate to have. So thanks to the Half Shell Committee, thanks to the community, thanks to our sponsors. It's been a great season.
And for the final show, I was trying to figure out how to describe March 4th. And it's like, as I'm looking at things yesterday to write our news story, it's like, wait, they have this, and they have this. And it sounds like nonstop stuff happening.
You know, I think of March 4th as a rock and roll punk band that is the circus. I think, you know, you wouldn't expect to see stilt walkers and trombonists and jugglers and a rock band. And, you know, they'll be out in the audience. Who knows what they're going to do before the show even begins? They may be marching around here. You know, you never know with March 4th. And we've had them before. They've always been a huge hit. People love them. So I'm with you, Kyle. Very hard to describe and very fun.
I'm just trying to figure out, you know, I think I would be very nervous to be a stilt walker.
Well, are you afraid of heights?
Well, no, but it's one wrong move and you're going down.
Yeah. Well, add to that, you know, stilt walkers who juggle or stilt walkers who have the big bubble making things and Like I said, there's a lot going on. It's going to be more than just Steel Walkers. You're going to expect to see great musicians. I wouldn't be surprised to see the band moving through the audience, kids dancing. It's going to be a wild night.
Now, for people, if they haven't gotten to a show this year, explain how the whole options of food work.
Kyle, one of the biggest options is people love to bring a picnic dinner on Tuesday night and a beverage of choice and just enjoy it. A lot of people, including people on my blanket, love to go up and enjoy food from one of the many food vendors that we have with us every week. And so I would bet there are, 7-8 different options of what you can buy for dinner. Or you can buy for an after-dinner treat. So we're very fortunate to have those food trucks right up top, real close.
All right, and again, tonight wraps it up for the season. So next week, it'll be a little quieter there.
It'll be a little bit quieter. Probably the Osprey will be happy that a lot of other people will be sad that part of our summer has gone.
All right, Kelly Leonard, Nichols Bandshell, and Roseburg Stewart Park. Anything else you want to say for the final show of Half Shell this season?
Thanks to you, Kyle, and the radio station and the newspaper, et cetera, for all the assistance that you've given this season and over the years.
All right, Kelly Leonard, Nichols Bandshell, for music on the Half Shell, 8:38 at the Morning Report. Fishing